What happened to her, Rat said, was what happened to all of them. You come over clean, and you get dirty, and then afterward, it's never the same. A question of degree. Some make it intact, some don't make it at all. For Marianne Bell, it seemed, Vietnam had the effect of a powerful drug, that mix of unnamed terror and unnamed pleasure that comes as the needle slips in and you know you're risking something. The endorphins start to flow, and the adrenaline. And you hold your breath and creep quietly through the moonlit nightscapes. You become intimate with danger. You're in touch with the far side of yourself, as though it's another hemisphere, and you want to string it out and go wherever the trip takes you and be host to all the possibilities inside yourself. Not bad, she'd said. Vietnam made her glow in the dark. She wanted more. She wanted to penetrate deeper into the mystery of herself. And after a time, the wanting became needing, which turned then to craving. According to Eddie Diamond, who heard it from one of the greenies, she took a greedy pleasure in night patrols. She was good at it. She had the moves. All camouflaged up, her face smooth and vacant, she seemed to flow like water through the dark, like oil, without sound or center. She went barefoot. She stopped carrying a weapon. There were times, apparently, when she took crazy death wish chances, things that even the greenies balked at. It was as if she were taunting some wild creature out in the bush or in her head, inviting it to show itself. A curious game of hide-and-go-seek that was played out in the dense terrain of a nightmare. She was lost inside herself. On occasion, when they were taken under fire, Marianne would stand quietly and watch the tracer rounds snap by, a little smile at her lips, intent on some private transaction with the war. Other times, she would simply vanish altogether, for hours, for days. And then one morning, all alone, Marianne walked off into the mountains and did not come back. No body was ever found, no equipment, no clothing. For all he knew, Rat said, the girl was still alive. Maybe up in one of the high mountain villes, maybe with the Montagnard tribes, but that was guesswork. There was an inquiry, of course, and a week-long air search, and for a time the Trebong compound went crazy with MP and CID types. In the end, however, nothing came of it. It was a war, and the war went on. Mark Fossey was busted to PFC, shipped back to a hospital in the States, and 2 months later received a medical discharge. Marianne Bell joined the missing. But the story didn't end there. If you believed the greenies, Rat said, Marianne was still somewhere out there in the dark. Odd movements, odd shapes. Late at night, when the greenies were out on ambush, the whole rainforest seemed to stare in at them, a watched feeling, and a couple of times they almost saw her sliding through the shadows, not quite, but almost. She had crossed to the other side. She was part of the land. She was wearing her culottes, her pink sweater, and a necklace of human tongues. She was dangerous. She was ready for the kill.